Bud Selig became a Milwaukee hero when he brought the Brewers in from Seattle in 1970. His popularity peaked in 1982 when the team made its only trip to the World Series.
A 1-2 pitch, ball lined to Yount, it's short, he throws, it's over! The Brewers have won the American League pennant! Milwaukee, you have a World Series!
The Brewers went on to lose the 1982 World Series in 7 games to the St. Louis Cardinals. The team has posted losing records for more than a decade, and controversy over the public funding of Miller Park Stadium has tarnished Bud Selig's image in Milwaukee. That's even though he gave up a direct financial stake in the Brewers when he became baseball commissioner in 1992.
Oh, man,
at a recent Brewers promotional event at a suburban Milwaukee shopping mall, parents watched their kids whip 40-mile-an-hour fastballs past a radar gun. But some of the parents here wouldn't mind subjecting Bud Selig and Wendy Selig Preeb to a brushback pitch. One fan, who identifies herself as Beth, says she'd welcome the Brewers' sale.
Because the Seligs have done a really crummy job, and hopefully someone else can do a little better. We actually get a team in here.
Over at a virtual batting cage, another parent is more forgiving of the Selig family. But Pat says it is time for Bud Selig to have Wendy choose a buyer.
I think she did an admirable job. The team just hasn't gone in that right direction. So I think selling the team, just as long as it stays here, which I think they do have a contract, but they're not going to leave, that could be good. Good for the community.
The Seligs have promised to sell to new owners who will keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. But some other questions about the potential sale are less clear. Namely, can Bud Selig, who has his 26% ownership stake in a trust fund controlled by 2 Brewers board members, avoid a conflict of interest in judging a purchase offer? Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports business writer Don Walker says Selig has to serve 2 masters.
As commissioner, he has to get the best price, or at least he hopes he does. He wants to keep the franchise, the pricing levels, as high as possible. So that's one master he has to sell. The other is himself, that you have the right person that you want to run the Milwaukee Brewers, and most important, of course, keep them in Milwaukee.
Walker says some people are very unhappy with Selig's track record in facilitating franchise sales. When the Boston Red Sox were sold in 2002, Walker says many suspected that Selig favored John Henry's ownership group because it agreed with Selig's desire for greater revenue sharing between teams.
The Boston media immediately leaped on this and accused the commissioner of expressing some favoritism toward the group that he selected. Bud himself, as recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago, vigorously denied that and said that was not the case. But the perception, it continues to linger in Boston.
Selig declined to be interviewed for this story, but Major League Baseball has downplayed any potential conflict in Selig's role as commissioner and Brewers co-owner. Back at the Brewers promotional event, diehard fans disagree on Bud Selig's ability to fairly oversee the sale of the team.
He's got to step back and let the others kind of decide on how the sale goes for them.
I'm not one of those people that believes that Bud Selig's an evil person. I believe Bud Selig's going to do what's best for the Brewers and what's best for Major League Baseball, and I think those two things aren't necessarily opposite of each other.
I have a lot of respect for the man. We have this team because of that man. But, you know, look at the money, the heart and the soul he put into it.
He's got a lot more power than he admits. He's still telling his daughter what to do.
Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.